I believe that most people don't understand the complexities of how products and services are provided. And there are just hundreds of different things that go on trucks and that would come to us. And they would be one part of a product that we put together. And so any delay in any one of those can cause the delay in any number of products. And if we're putting orders together and that one part of that one product is not there, that could double the transport because they may have to be sent later. It causes chaos at customers because they get one part of the order and not another part. All the extra on costs that are created via that. It's highly complex, and the general public, and I would say most of the politicians, have no idea about the complexities of business. If politicians were business people, I don't think they'd be in business.
Do you think, I mean, you've talked about the fact that there are certain customers, and you're talking about Easter with them, and they're thinking, well, we don't know what it's going to be like in 2 weeks' time, so we may go elsewhere. Do you think that the knock-on effect of this is going to be continued customers going other places in other European countries rather than to UK businesses like yourself?
Oh, undoubtedly. You know, once you've lost a customer for one season, it's very difficult to get that business back. You know, new relationships are found, and that's just the knock-on effect. So we lose one season, you could lose many, many seasons, and it's like starting all over again. And why would EU customers want to actually purchase from UK, which is difficult to purchase from, when even the tariff rates may or may not change in the future? We're already hearing that, well, we might have some divergence and that tariffs might change at any point. Why would there be any certainty for laying contracts ahead? You know, you'd have to be then putting in, well, our prices, depending on what the tariff is at the point. Why would I want to be buying something when I don't know what I'm going to be paying for in a year's time? That's the whole point in paying for something and contracting something in a year's time. These sort of effects, you know, are going to be affecting all sorts of businesses. And that's where I come back to saying most people don't understand how complex and how forward businesses have to work.
And I understand that when it comes to some of the products that you create, so some of the different ingredients come from European countries in the EU, so they're going to be transported over. So I know you talked about the fact that with some delays, it wouldn't matter so much in terms of export because you have ambient products, so the shelf life's much longer. But how does that then affect your supply chain if certain ingredients can't get in because of huge delays either side of the channel?
Yeah, I would say slightly fortunate because we have longer shelf life products. But that doesn't mean to say that the extra costs aren't going to be there, because trucks will get delayed. Trucking companies have their costs. We are their customers. And even if our product doesn't get the one that gets delayed, the transport costs will be going up, and our transport companies we'll be passing that on to our customers, and we will then have to pass those on to our customers. So as freight transport goes up, our prices will have to go up